Hi, I'm Hillary Walsh, a serial entrepreneur, award-winning immigration lawyer, law professor, TEDx speaker, and raving Phoenix Suns fan. Over the past decade, I've helped thousands of immigrants live free in the United States. I'm talking work permits, social security numbers, green cards, their citizenship, VAWA, T visa, U visa, and lots of successful appeals. Here's the thing. Immigration law is super complicated and legal advice, well, it can be pretty expensive. So I created the Immigration Law Made Easy podcast to share my 10 plus years of experience with you for free. So if you're looking for tried and true, no BS, step-by-step strategies and tips on how to win your immigration case and live truly free in the United States, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's get started.
Hi, my name is Hillary Walsh. I'm an immigration lawyer in Phoenix, Arizona. New Frontier Immigration Law is my law firm, and today I'm going to talk to you. I want to talk to you today about something called the T visa. T visa is for trafficking, okay? And this is going to be something where you have either been brought to the United States or coerced into coming to the United States to help either with labor, to do work for someone, or you've somehow been trafficked while you are here as a result of sexual things that you've had to do. Okay, so I'm gonna talk to you today about labor trafficking and two really common scenarios that I see in my law firm. And if you know someone who this has happened to, this is not the time to pass judgment on how people are or not getting to this country. The reality is that it's happening, and bad, bad things are happening to people in the process of coming to this country. So if you have moral judgment, it's just time for you to push pause on this video and walk away and ask yourself why you feel the need to judge someone else who you've never been in their shoes, and then do some self-reflection there. If this hasn't happened to you and you're curious about what the law is in the United States, then this is a really great opportunity for you to learn about what immigration laws are and why they exist. So I'm going to provide you with a few scenarios. First, I have a client who, he's from South America, and really horrible things were happening to him because of his sexual orientation in South America. And so he had two choices, one of which wasn't really a choice, which is, I'm going to stay in this country and possibly risk my life because of who I am. The other option was, I'm going to flee for my life so that I can actually live. And the brave choice that this man made was that he was going to come to the United States and seek asylum here because he knew he would be able to be free to express himself here, okay, without risk of his life. So along the way to get from South America to the United States, he hired someone to smuggle him across Mexico. These smugglers ended up being really horrible people, as we often see this come out to be. It's not for not saying that about everyone, but these particular smugglers ended up just being, they robbed him, they held him, they beat him severely, they held him for ransom, they made him do sexual things to them. And then when they did bring him across the border, they held him in a home in Houston, in a shack essentially in Houston, where they again did all of these same things and forced him to do different labor tasks for them. He was forced to cook for them, and he was also forced to receive a lot of unwanted sexual abuse from these people. So he did not illegally enter this country. Instead, he was trafficked here. Even though, it's important to recognize that even though he initially set out to enter the country illegally, to be smuggled into this country, what actually transpired was human trafficking, because then he was forced to do labor and sexual acts after he was brought to this country. Okay, so this is something where we're going to be able to help him get what's called a T visa. And a T visa puts you on the path to citizenship, okay? It's similar to the U visa in the sense that you don't have to leave the country. If you have other prior entries and that type of thing where you might be inadmissible, none of that matters. None of that, all of those things kind of are put to the side because the severity of harm that has happened to you as someone who's been a victim of this type of trafficking. Another really common scenario is, again, I'm using this specific example because I think so many people have engaged with this and they've heard about this and they don't know that it's available to them as a form of relief, is we have clients who they were trying to come back to this country because they made the choice again between being in their home country, let's use Mexico as an example, or being here in the United States where they had lived for the past 30 years, married a US citizen, had many US citizen little babies, and they were deported. And so they have these two choices. And because I have never been in this position, I'm going to tell you what the law is for people who are in that position, and they hire a coyote to smuggle them into the United States, and then that coyote makes them work for them. Whether it's a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. Oftentimes, coyotes will make you work for them, whether it's cleaning the house for several weeks, cooking for them in between their shifts, carrying their bags, repairing the home that you're, you know, held captive in. All of these things are various forms of labor that you are forced to do in the process of being brought to this country. You're forced against your will. And so as a result, I want you to think about who you might know who's been through this situation, who may have been in the situation, and perhaps it hasn't been egregious. Thank God that it hasn't been. But it's important that people know that this tool is available, because if we don't, what ends up happening is this type of horrible thing happens and nothing good comes of it. But what our mission here at New Frontier Immigration Law is to take all of the bad that has happened to you, as much of the bad that has happened in your past, and to find a way to help it serve your greater good. I believe that things that happen to us are for such a specific reason. They can be horrible things. They can be unspeakably painful even to imagine that have happened to you. But somehow these can be used for a greater good. And if you have been trafficked somehow, then I think it's really important for you to call us to determine whether we can help you take what this painful experience was and use it for your good within what our laws allow us to do. God made you for more than what your past is. He made you to have a very bright future. I invite you to call us, follow us on Facebook, whatever it is that speaks to you, because we want to help you move forward into your life, into your new frontier. Thank you.
My friend, I'm so glad you joined me today. If you have a friend or family member who may need some immigration law guidance or even just day-to-day encouragement, please send them a text or email or a DM on social media and say, hey, I think this podcast is going to help you. I sure wish someone had given me the tips I'm sharing here years and years ago when I was starting out as an immigration lawyer. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Adios.